Okay, hi Meg.
Hi Ollie.
could you start by just telling me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Meg Costantino. I'm a campus pastor at Aquinas House. It's a Catholic student center in Dartmouth College.
And that's Meg's dog.
I have a dog and a baby here with me. I got my MDiv in 2015 at the University of Notre Dame. And went to Villanova undergrad. Yeah, although I was born and raised Catholic, I kind of came into my own in college, so my faith has mattered to me more since then, really. It's the easiest way to explain that. Do you need to know anything more about me?
I don't think so. No, I don't know, did you mention my name?
I did say that.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. 2015.
Or I'll slap that face.
Here? My
hologram. That goes down in recording history.
Forever. I'm answering questions for a project.
I'm sorry. I thought you asked me a question.
No.
Your teacher's going to love this one.
Oh, totally.
And so you had mentioned the first proverb that you mentioned. When you talked
yes.
About.
Yeah. So my memory was jogged by another supposedly Catholic proverb that you had mentioned. So I've heard many a time that it takes a martyr to live with a saint. I want to say that Father Brendan actually referenced it in a homily as of late, too.
And that's the priest that you work with.
Father Brendan is my director. Yes. Yeah, boss, friend, uncle, uncle of my child. Many is many things. Uncle to my dog.
Yeah.
No, and I can't recall the first place that I heard it, but I've definitely heard it in more than one location, and on more than one occasion, obviously. And sometimes I joke about it in reference to my own marriage, you know. And I think it's very fitting because clearly, like, martyrdom is one means by which people are sanctified in the Catholic Church. It's not necessarily something that I'm talking about, but especially in early Christianity, there were many people who were persecuted for their faith.
Yeah.
To the point of death. And so, in saying that, it takes a martyr to live with the same, right? Like, you're kind of like doing it to yourself. And there's something about interacting with other people that doesn't matter just to become better versions of ourselves, like who we're intended to be. And so, I think that togetherness kind of reminds me, in some ways, right, about even my own marriage. I'm not that, like, Sean and I, like, might take turns being the martyr or the saint, like, from day to day, but
right.
We only get there through each other, right? And it's kind of part of the vocation. Yeah. Not just in marriage, but, like, universally, there's something about, yeah, helping to form one another to become saints, to become like Christ. And so it's a comical way of saying that. And anything that has a string of comedy in it is okay with me. Yeah? Yeah. Are you the who's the martyr and the saint here? Even the dog.
It's Ray.
Ray thinks she's the martyr.
He's trying to ask you this.
Come on, sweetie. Yeah, so that's kind of what I think of is in it. And it's comical because, like, there are some saints who are just, like, difficult personalities, too. In all sincerity.
Yeah.
Who kind of like
saints in real life or saints
yes. in like church history? Yes, in church history. Right, certainly. Right? Like not every all because someone's a saint doesn't mean that they got along with everybody. Yes. And sometimes honestly, right, like people who stand up for the right thing are sometimes persecuted. Or
we can pause.
Yeah,
no,
come back. Yeah, we can come back. Lucy, what are you doing?